You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the latest season of The Bachelor, Hannah Godwin. How are you, Hannah?
Woo! I'm good. This is insane.
What's insane?
This whole entire week. And I was saying the other day, like a year ago, I would have laughed at somebody if they told me that I would be hanging out with you right now.
Oh, that's
so this is exciting.
Yeah, well, thank you. Where are you from originally?
Alabama.
Oh, yeah. You're the Hannah from Alabama.
So actually, both Hannahs were from Alabama.
Both Hannahs are from Alabama.
Both of us were from Alabama. I'm the one with the like less Southern accent, but sometimes it pops in there.
Yeah, because that's what threw me off, because I didn't detect a Southern accent right there.
Yep. But so, it happens sometimes.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the experience as a whole?
As a whole, yeah. I've never made myself like a priority before. Yeah. Or, I spent so much of my time working and caring about others and stuff. So this kind of allowed me to learn who I am. And it showed me that I have so much more strength than I ever thought that I would. Yeah. And what I deserve and what.
Well, good for you. It's all a learning experience, right? I mean, you were one of the final two this season, and then Colton broke it off with you. What were you thinking right before he broke it off? Did you have any inkling?
So there were zero doubts, and that's why it was not fun, and that's why I was so blindsided when it happened. And
did it make more sense when you watched it back on TV?
I wish that it did.
Yeah. Huh.
It kind of just left me with a few more questions and everything, but
yeah.
I mean, big picture is that it wasn't me. And do I have to have all of the little details and answers in between? Not really. It's like, it is what it is. And I want somebody who wants to love me back too.
Right.
No, it's a two-way street.
Exactly. Did Colton make the right decision with Cassie?
I think since he followed his heart and his gut, then he absolutely made the right decision, even though it wasn't in my favor. But I'm really happy for him and Cassie. I really am.
Because she was the one that was sort of conflicted, right?
So yeah.
So he should be. Yeah. Huh. That whole thing is just sort of huh. What was the reaction when you guys did that? When you guys, have you seen anybody since the decision's been made? And do you remain close to anyone?
Yeah. I have so many like little group messages with so many of the women from the show and everything. Watching was definitely just like, I felt super shook at everything. I was like, this is crazy. But you can't blame the guy for following his heart. Like I said, I was like, I need somebody to jump a fence for me.
Right.
That's a lot of love.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to that fence jump. Because
right.
that was for a long time.
I know.
But I mean, with all due respect, too, I feel like you wouldn't have a hard time getting a guy, right?
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure you have many suitors. So are you single currently?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I'm single. Well, most of the world, a lot of the world has been thinking that I've been engaged. So, I mean, I'm just
of
been hanging out, trying to take in every week and getting closure and everything, because I didn't feel like I got that in the moment.
Right.
So I've just been hanging out, doing me, enjoying time with family and friends. And yeah, I'm single. And so much of my job that before I went on the show was traveling and spending my time like focusing on my career and everything. So dating was hard. And
are you open to dating right now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was so close to finding somebody awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to find somebody cool. Why not?
Okay. That's good to think about it. It's good to think about it. And ABC just announced that the next Bachelorette will be Hannah B. What do you think about that?
Hannah B. So I think she's going to be Hannah Beast the whole time. And that's her nickname. And I think she's going to
be
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
she's going to kill it. And I think she wears her heart on her sleeve and she wears her emotions on her face. So it's definitely be entertaining to see, how all of that goes. And I'm really excited for her. I told her that, I was her number one fan and everything. So I'm really excited for her.
Would you consider doing Bachelor in Paradise fast?
Yeah.
Why not?
I was trying to think of a cool answer to say, but yeah, I mean,
you're open to it.
I'm open to it.
You're open to
anything. Yes, exactly. I'm very open to it. And knowing that you can actually catch feelings in this super different environment. Since I did fall in love on it, I was like, you know what? Why not? Like, what if that's how I meet my person? People meet people in so many different ways, shapes, and forms.
There are no rules
at 2 a.m. and there's no rules. So,
oh, I met a lot of interesting people at 2 a.m.
Hey, let's talk about those.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have a lot of fun with the people you've been. Anyway, Hannah, are you in LA now? Are you still in Alabama?
I'm still in Alabama. Doing a little bit of traveling and just living in the moment.
Good
and
for you.
I've been in the past every Monday. So now we're moving forward and looking forward to it.
Good for you. Good for you. Whoever ends up settling and being with you, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun and make a great choice.
Oh, thank you. So sweet.
You're welcome. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh, I'm really bad at these. Okay.
These are easy. No problem. Go-to karaoke song.
Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life.
That was cool.
In my life.
Yeah, okay, okay. I like the old school throwback, okay. Too. Last show you binge watched?
Anything reality. I love reality TV.
Ooh.
The Bachelor? Is that weird?
No, that's all right.
You probably wanted to watch yourself.
I hate I hate that myself for that answer, but also it is what it is.
It's honest, yeah. Ideal first date?
Low-key, maybe somewhere near a beach. It's just,
You meant low-key like Netflix and chill. I was like, yes.
I mean.
For a first date, though?
Low-key. First date. Did you say first date?
First date.
Let's go to the beach, and then second date maybe can be low-key.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with that. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up, Nick Jonas. Whoa. Guys, I hate to say, I had a makeout poster for Nick Jonas, and it was like such a teenage thing, of course, but his mouth on the poster, I can't believe I'm saying this right now, was actually like totally gone from...
Oh, look at that. When you said makeout poster, literally a makeout poster.
Legit. Yeah, with the poster.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I like the honesty. Okay. Yeah. Nickname growing up.
HG.
Oh, okay. Not MG? Really? Okay, HG. Go-to late night snack.
Hot Flamin' Cheetos.
Hot Flamin' Cheetos?
Spicy.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, listen, you can follow her on Instagram at HannahG11. Why the 11?
I had a thing for 11.
Just a thing?
Reason. Yeah, it's just a thing. That's it.
That's all you need.
And Hannah Godwin's taken. On Instagram.
Fair enough.
So, let's be real.
At HannahG11. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. On with Mario Lopez.